We thank you, Lord, for this time that we can spend together with each other, and especially with you as we gather in your name. We have come into your house, gathered in your name, to worship you. We thank you, Lord, that you have drawn us. And we pray, Lord, that you'll draw each of our hearts. We know our staff have already been busy at work this morning, Lord. And we thank you for them. We pray that you will bless them especially, bless them richly this day. Be with the campers and cottagers who will be on hikes today. We ask that your blood will cover them and you'll give them a good, a fun, a profitable time. We pray most particularly that your presence will work in every heart, in every life, in every body, every mind that's on these grounds. And in these moments, Lord, we pray that your spirit will just draw near to us. Help us to draw near to you, knowing that you much more earnestly desire to draw near to us. And we pray that you will move and have your way in our lives this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Elsie ran these off for us. I want to thank her for that. Every year I find a couple songs that I want to sing that aren't in our books here. But I know we have them in the library somewhere. But Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise is especially the first two verses of this song, I think, fit our study in Esther so well and so specifically. So let's sing them this morning. It's an old song, very traditional, but watch those words. They're very, very clear and lift up God, exalt him very highly. So let's sing together, shall we? Immortal, invisible, God only wise. Now pay real close attention to the words.
Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, nor wanting, nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. To
fourth verse.
Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. All praise we would render, oh help us to see, 'tis only splendor of light hideth thee.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What'd you think of those words? Not much. I think if you pay attention to those words, there are some spectacular descriptions of our God, his greatness, his glory, his transcendence. That's one of the words that always keeps coming back to me. There are two words that I love about God. They're, you know, theologians have a way of using these big fancy words to describe God because they can't think of anything else to describe him. But two that I love are transcendence and immanence. You familiar with those? Have you heard those words? You know what transcendence is, don't you?
So,
not yet. That's coming. That's the other one, which we're going to get to in about 30 seconds. Transcendence is his highness, his greatness. He is over everything. The Bible is filled with that. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. Our God is great. He is beyond our complete comprehension. We will never figure him out completely. We'll never be able to say, yeah, I got a handle on God. I think I got him figured out. I think I know what he's all about. That is never going to happen. That's never going to happen because he is so great. He is so high. He's beyond our reasoning, our ability, higher than your ways, higher than our thoughts. All just, you can just go through the Bible. There's so much about that. He is great. He's high, immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light, inaccessible, hid from our eyes. He's not hidden in darkness. He's hidden in light. Our God is light. He is the light of everything. I mean, I would love if you got a chance. And not just me personally, but if you get a chance today or as we go, look at those words. Every phrase describes something about our God. And I wonder which one resonates with you, which one just speaks to your soul or excites you, says, yeah, that's my God. That's my God. But we're going to come back to that song because that fits our study so well. Transcendence. He's high. He is great. He is holy. No one can see him and live. Right? You know that story with Moses. No one can see his complete glory and live. So he revealed himself to us in another way. By sending his son, right? Who we could touch, handle, speak to. Eat with, as somebody said at the dinner table the other day. They ate with him too, as we were sitting there stuffing our faces. But I love also the word imminence. And you know what that means? He's right here with us, as our brother Gavin said. He came down. He's here. Can you imagine? Can you wrap your head around that? That the great God, beyond all knowing and understanding, is here with me. The Bible tells us that over and over again. The Lord is near to those who are a broken heart. The Lord is near to those who call upon him. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I am always right there. And now, through the third person of the Holy Spirit, he's not just right here, like everybody here, you know, we're all next to each other. He's even closer than that, isn't he? He's right here. He dwells within us. He dwells among us. And isn't it something? As I walked in this morning, Brother Paul was playing. I thought, wow, talk about a comparison. Immortal, invisible, God only wise. Then as I sat down, Brother Paul started to play. Thou thinkest, Lord, of me. The great God, he thinks about me. This morning, at least one time while I'm here, I have to play George Beverly Shea. And we sang it this morning at the breakfast table. And the very first song that came on after the trumpets were through playing, thank you for those who played. I have to be careful saying gentlemen because I don't know if it was all men. A Sunday morning, I almost said, the brethren will wait upon you for the offering. And then two women walked around. I said, I was glad I didn't say that. But after that came George Beverly Shea. Oh, the wonder of it all. The wonder of it all. That the transcendent God is so imminent. To think that God loves me. And so as we compare and think about these two qualities of our God, let's sing that song that Brother Paul was playing this morning. Let's turn in our hymnals to page 300. Thou thinkest, Lord, of me. And don't be afraid to wonder at that. Don't ever take this for granted. Thou, Lord, thinkest, you think of me. Page 300 in the hymnal.
Amid the trials which I meet, amid the thorns that pierce my feet, one thought remains supremely sweet. Thou thinkest, Lord, of me.
The second verse.
The cares of life come thronging fast upon my soul, their shadows cast, their gloom reminds my heart at last. Thou thinkest, Lord, of me. Thou thinkest, Lord, of me. Thou thinkest, Lord.
Thank you. 457 in our hymnals. Let's sing that together, shall we? Praise the Lord. 457, first verse.
In tenderness he sought me, weary and sick with sin, and on his shoulders brought me back to his fold again. angels in his presence sang until the court of heaven rang. Oh, the love that bought me, oh, the love that bought me, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold.
Instruments play a verse, and let's read that third verse to ourselves as they play. He saw in me. I wonder what he saw in you. He knows, right? Let's sing the fourth verse.
So while the hours are passing, all now is perfect rest. I'm waiting for the morning, the brightest and the best. When he to be with him, his spotless bride. Oh, the love that sought me, oh, the love that bought me, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. Wondrous grace that me to the fold.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We worship. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We worship you.
Amazing thing to think that God is with every one of us. Think of all the billions of people, and he knows everyone, communes with every single one of us.
Yes.
And it makes me think of how minute science is years ago when I sat under Uncle Hans Jarlfogel, well, as you know, many, many years ago, he spoke, he loved science. He would often use science in his sermons. And he spoke about how enthralled he was about the atom. Mm. And that was the smallest particle known back then, the atom. And since then, science has gone further down, and now I think maybe it's even smaller. The smallest article now, I think, is the quark. But at any rate, when you look into the vastness of the universe, and you look in under the microscope, and how small things are, they're so vast. God just is in control of every one of those things. He probably knows the number of every quark in the world. Not that he's counting or that's important to him, but he says our hairs are numbered. Every hair on my head is numbered. And God, wonder of it all, as we heard, that he loves me, that it's an individual thing, that he speaks to us individually. We can't comprehend that. It's a wonderful, marvelous thing. Let us just accept it and know that he loves me individually. Yes. He cares for me. He speaks to me individually. And I'm thankful for that this morning.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. And so therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. And let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus. Jesus. Thank you this morning, Lord Jesus, that I can draw near. Thank you, Lord, that each one of us can draw near to you. We know that you are drawing near to us. You are nearer and closer to us than a brother. You live in us by your Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If there's anyone today, Lord, that perhaps feels distant from you, Lord, draw them. May they call upon you and know that you are near. Perhaps there's a situation that they're facing. They wonder, God, where are you? Lord, assure them that you are near. Assure us, Lord Jesus, you are always there because you are faithful. And we thank you for your faithfulness, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your presence that is here this morning. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that dwells within. We love you, Lord. Jesus. 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 Jesus.